the CBS Bay Area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, a new lead on a massive church fire in the East Bay. Why investigators believe that squatters may be behind that blaze. Plus, should you ditch the mask or keep it on? The major retailers dropping the mandate as others double down. And it's a sign that the Bay Area is returning to normal. Subways and streetcar service in San Francisco starting back up. The major upgrades rolling out today. Good morning. It is Saturday, May 15th. I'm Devin Feely. The cool weather is sticking around this Saturday. Let's get right to Darren Peck with a check of our weekend forecast.
Devin, you can add damp to that as well. Look at the lens from the camera on top of the Mark Hopkins Hotel. Those are raindrops. And if we look inside those clouds on high-def Doppler, you can see there's a little bit of rain right off the coast right there. There's not a lot to this. But we've gotten enough light mist over the past few hours that many rain gauges, specifically towards the East Bay Hills and over on the City Peninsula side, have picked up about 1/100 of an inch of rain. We'll take a look at the future cast and show you what's coming next. This is not going to be a rain out for us today, but I'll have the details in just a few minutes. For now, Devin, back to you.
Developing news, a search is on for 3 shooting suspects on the peninsula. Police say that someone was shot about 9 o'clock last night near San Mateo High School. There was a large police presence in the area, including a K-9 unit and more than a dozen officers. This was the scene at Delaware Street and Poplar Avenue, just outside the San Mateo Adult School, which is located on the high school campus. Now, so far, there is no word on the condition of the victim. Also developing this morning, investigators are zeroing in on the cause of a massive fire in Concord. Late last night, investigators revealed that someone was apparently living in the crawl space under Christ Community Church of the Nazarene. That's where the fire started early Thursday morning. It's not clear if that fire was intentional or accidental. Firefighters saved the main building, but the flames gutted other buildings on the grounds. On the road to recovery, looking live at San Francisco, confusion across the Bay Area this morning with many asking, should I listen to the CDC and ditch my mask or follow local guidelines and keep it on? The state is expected to release updated mask guidelines any day now for people who are vaccinated. 3 major retailers, Walmart, Trader Joe's, and Costco, have already dropped their mask requirements, but some business owners are erring on the side of caution and tell KPIX that they hope the state continues to require people to wear masks. This morning, we have learned that the Apple stores plan to keep the mask mandate. According to Bloomberg, the Cupertino-based company is evaluating health and safety measures, but in the meantime, masks are still required. Looking live at the state capitol, Governor Gavin Newsom is promising sweeping changes after unveiling his $267 billion budget. It's about a third larger than his initial proposal. Here are some of the highlights. Direct checks of $600 to Californians making less than $75,000 a year. $20 billion for public schools, $12 billion to tackle homelessness, $4 billion for small businesses, and more than $5 billion earmarked for drought response.
No state, including this state, has ever rebated more direct dollars back into the pockets of taxpayers earning up to $75,000. 2 out of every 3 Californians will receive at least a check of $600.
We first brought you Governor Newsom's budget announcements live on CBSN Bay Area. You can stream it 24/7 at kpix.com or the KPIX News app. Happening today, BART will begin a track rebuilding project between the South Hayward and Union City stations. The project will prompt track closures between both stations for 7 weekends through mid-October. Now, during that time, crews will be replacing aging trackway parts like wooden ties and track switches. BART will offer free shuttle buses between the 2 stations on the weekends when they're closed. Also today, Muni's Metro subway service will be back in action, and there are some new changes that riders can expect. Clean stations, new tunnel lights, and Wi-Fi are just a few of the upgrades that Muni has made in the past year. Riders will also see new directional signs at the Castro and Church station. SFMTA Director Julie Kirschbaum says this is an effort to make navigating Muni a little less confusing both for tourists and for locals.
This station is one of the first stations to have that upgrade in signage. All of the signage is now backlit. It's much more visible to customers, and it uses more intuitive language.
Also returning today, streetcars, something that the city has always been known for. The transit agency brought out a ban for the big announcement. The cars will run between Fisherman's Wharf and Castro and Market Streets 7 days a week. New this morning, a man died in a horrific crash while driving a Tesla, and now the CHP is trying to figure out if the computer in that car was a factor. The crash happened on May 5th on the 210 in Fontana. Steve Hendrickson was driving a Tesla when it slammed into an overturned semi. Now, Hendrickson frequently posted videos online of driving his Tesla in autopilot, sometimes showing no feet on the pedals, no hands on the wheel. The CHP says that they haven't ruled if autopilot was used, saying, "There has not been a final determination made as to what driving mode the Tesla was in or if it was a contributing factor to the crash." They're also reminding drivers that autopilot still requires a driver's full attention. Public sentiment over automated technology is mixed. A recent AAA survey of adult drivers on autopilot systems showed that 14% of drivers would trust the technology, 54% said they'd be a bit afraid, and 32% said that they were unsure about it. This is the 29th federal investigation into Tesla autopilot.